Well, look, EID hasn't yet commenced, and it's been a busy time for exporters, particularly those based in Western Australia, in preparing for EID. It's a big effort. Markets across the Middle East, North Africa, and Asia are involved in EID celebrations. To date, we've not yet had reports other than to say that there is an indication that there are some Australian sheep outside of approved supply chains in Jordan, which clearly is very disappointing ahead of Eid in Jordan, but that certainly in our view doesn't reflect what will transpire in other markets.
So I believe Animals Australia is the group that has reported this to the government. Does it worry you that there are reports out there before the festival has even begun?
Well, indeed, the information has also come from exporters as well. So I think that what that indicates is that there are a lot of people, including industry itself, looking at its performance and looking to do what its task is around securing supply chains for the exported livestock. But clearly we're very disappointed. We had flagged that we saw Jordan as a high risk given events last year, and certainly had made very genuine efforts to secure supply chains. These reports clearly, though, indicate that there is an issue in the system, not condoned, approved or supported by exporters in any shape or form, but something that we have to investigate and treat where possible.
So how many animals are we talking here?
Look, I just don't have those reports at this stage. It is early days. I'm just simply wanting to flag that we've recognised that there is an issue in Jordan, but our focus is clearly on dealing with that issue and also the many hundreds of thousands of animals that remain in secure supply chains and enable us to ensure that the special preparations we have in place secure those over the coming days.
And are you aware of what exporter is involved with these leaked sheep?
No, I'm not, and I don't think it's appropriate to comment on that. These issues are investigated by the regulator.
Now, as you mentioned, there were issues last year, this same time for this festival, where with reports of several thousand sheep leaking out of the public markets in Jordan, with video footage of that poor animal handling sort of leaked out. You mentioned that the industry is tightening up those systems. What exactly is it doing?
Well, there's a whole range of measures that the industry has been putting in place in around EID, and certainly that's been over a number of years. You know, we've built on the experience to improve our systems. In the past, we had the In the Ute, Not in the Boot campaign, which was very much targeted ensuring that animals purchased in public facilities were transported well. Now, we've clearly moved on from that, where Australian animals cannot be purchased from public facilities and taken for home slaughter under our new requirements. This year, we're continuing with the carcass-only sales system in Qatar, so people turning up to purchase an animal for the ritual practices will purchase a carcass. They actually won't handle any livestock at all. And we're also trialling that system in Kuwait and Oman for the first time. The ticket system in the United Arab Emirates will also continue. But in other facilities, we'll make sure that it's only trained butchers and slaughtermen who actually handle Australian livestock. Now, there are millions of animals that are slaughtered over the period of Eid, but it's only Australia that's put in place these special measures in recognition of the significant welfare challenges because of the peak demand that's experienced over the 3 days. Australia has taken the responsibility of ensuring the welfare as best we can, knowing that no system is foolproof, but we're working very hard to mitigate the risk of issues with livestock, including leakage. And it is unfortunate that the head of Eid, where we've seen problems in Jordan at this time.
But the very nature of this sort of festival, I mean, Muslim families purchase these live animals for the very purpose of slaughtering them themselves in their own homes. Do you think it's realistic to expect the industry to maintain total control and responsibility for what happens to those animals?
Well, look, we have responsibility. It's something we've accepted. But yes, clearly there are still challenges. That's why what we're trying to do, and it's unique to Australia. Indeed, we don't even do these systems here in Australia, where Eid is also celebrated. But what we've tried to do is put in place systems that ensure welfare standards are met, but respect the religious and cultural requirements that are in place at this particular time of year. Now, in the main, we actually deliver against our mission, which is to minimise the risk of poor animal welfare handling, to secure Australian livestock in our systems. And in the main, we have been able to achieve that.
Alison Penfold, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with the Country Hour this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.